Without a doubt, friends, Christ is calling us to action at all times, as today's liturgy clearly highlights, and how desperately our society needs the authentic and beautiful witness of faithful Christians. Christ's most sacred heart, which we honor in a special way, of course, in June, his most sacred heart we see moved with compassion today, just as it was during his earthly life, because he sees a great many people so troubled, abandoned, and lost, like sheep without a shepherd, to use his own words. They are hungry and thirsty for something solid to grab onto. They want to flourish. They're tired of languishing, chasing after these fleeting things of the world. They want something firm. But with the foundations of our society under constant assault, they don't know what's real and what's for sale. It's hard to tell. And sadly, those who do know the truth and believe in it are too often intimidated and afraid to share it. Therefore, as Christ says, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Now, Christ doesn't just throw up his hands though and say, oh, this stinks, you know, these people won't listen, and then just walk away, right? Ah, it's hopeless. Of course not. He challenges his disciples, which includes us, so ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. And yes, this means most immediately to pray for vocations to the priesthood, which we do as the body of this local body of Christ at every Mass, but also for you to personally pray for a Mass in adoration in your prayer life more generally. God needs shepherds. We need more of God's shepherds. But don't just pray for priests to come from like somewhere out there to pop up as if, you know, the bishop has like a priest tree in hell and he prunes it every now and again. Some dude shows up, right? Sorry, that's not how it works. Pray for them to come from our own community and from your own families. No doubt God is calling young people in our community today to live and serve in this way. And we are starting to see some vocations coming from the Gallatin Valley. So encourage the young boys and men that you know to pray about their vocations, to ask God what he wants them to do with their lives. It's amazing what happens when we start asking those questions. As many of you know, that it didn't even occur to me to ask that question for over 30 years of my life. But when I did, things changed beautifully and rapidly. And keep in mind that this is the best way that these young people can possibly live, following God's will. Whether that be the priesthood or marriage or whatever it might be. But that's the best way they can possibly live, in concert with the Lord and his will. Plus, should they be called to the priesthood, it's a wonderful gift to have priests in the family. It's really a beautiful blessing. Therefore, support and encourage them. Don't turn a blind eye to the vocational problems that we have, or even discourage the young people, thinking, oh, they're going to be miserable if they're a priest or if they become a monk or whatever it might be. That's not the truth. It's a beautiful, amazingly fruitful life. So be generous. Don't be stingy with our young people. Be generous, encouraging them. Help them to see the beauty and splendor of being totally consecrated to God, radically living out the reality that the kingdom of God is at hand. And what a magnificent reality this is. Brothers and sisters, what Jesus is saying here, the kingdom of God isn't like out there. We're never gonna see it. It's not way up there in heaven. We only see it maybe when we die. He's saying the kingdom of God is right here, right now. The kingdom is within us. The kingdom is around us. We celebrate this kingdom in a most beautiful way at Holy Mass. That Jesus is saying, this is big stuff, guys. Let's live this out. Let's not lose sight of it. Strangely, though, this marvelous, earth-shattering reality largely goes unnoticed, due in large part to the lack of shepherds in today's world, I would submit. Yet, this lack of shepherds is not God's fault. Oftentimes we want to say, oh God, we don't have priests magically appearing in our parishes. Come on, what are you doing? He's calling more than enough young people to become his shepherds and wants to grant them the authority. We heard Jesus granting authority today to preach, to teach, and to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Of course, he gives this immediately in that particular historical moment to the apostles, but the apostles passed it all the way down through today's apostles, the bishops, to priests. And listen to what Jesus is saying here. This is amazing stuff. He's not saying, okay, apostles, I want you to, you know, just kind of hang out, pray a little bit, and show up every now and again for a liturgy. No. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Spiritual combat. Get there in the mire and the muck of what's really going on out there. What he's doing is he's calling warriors. He's calling warriors. And spiritual warfare is real, brothers and sisters. It's everywhere. Whether we recognize it or not, the evil one's always gunning for us. That's why we pray the St. Michael prayer at the end of each Mass. It's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. We need God's help. We need the help of Michael the Archangel and all the angels and saints. And God equips his shepherds with very special tools and gifts to fight these battles. So again, we need to encourage young men to consider and follow this excellent and necessary calling. But those consecrated to God as priests are only consecrated in order to help the rest of God's people live out their vocations and bear strong witness to the presence of God's kingdom as well. They, indeed, I could say we, because I'm a priest, of course, have become warriors for you so that you can live out your lives as the kingdom of priests and holy nation that we heard about in today's first reading. And as we saw last week, too, in the first reading, the Lord calls you to this life in order to free you from slavery. He talked last week and this week about him when he called them out of slavery in Egypt. But he's talking most fundamentally to slavery from sin. He wants to free you from that slavery to sin and draw you deeper into his loving arms so that his grace then can be your strength and your guiding light, bringing about wonders, many wonders, within and around you. If you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, the Lord says, you shall be my special possession. How wonderful is this summons to be his special possession. But clearly, you and I, we must do our part too. That's exactly what he's saying here. And so this begins with conversion. He's always calling us to conversion, to transformation, so he can banish the darkness within us, fill us with his glory and his light. And then conversion necessarily leads to evangelization, right? It leads to action. As the Lord transforms us more and more, he sends us out to do his wonderful work in the world, whatever that may be according to his will. And yet, as scary as the world can seem at times, God gives each of you everything that you need to play your part in transforming this world and bringing people to him. He's calling you, too, to do amazing things in building up his kingdom. He has entrusted you with particular authority as well. It's not the same as those that's given to ordained priests, but it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And it's necessary in this world because priests just can't do it all. Some people think, oh, yeah, the priests take care of all that religious stuff, and then I do my own thing. But no, we're meant to nurture you with the sacraments, with prayer life, and then God sends you out. There's far more lay people than there are priests, right? He's giving you gifts and authority to go and do those wonderful things. So don't allow yourselves to be intimidated, brothers and sisters, to be intimidated, to be shamed or shouted down. There's nothing wrong with being in love with Jesus and living out the faith. As a matter of fact, there's everything right about that. Respectfully disagreeing with people who violate God's commandments and teachings, and in some cases directly blaspheme him, does not make you a hater or a bigot. Notice I said respectfully disagreeing now. No, that makes you a faithful disciple, is what it makes you. And difficult as it can be, because people will call you a hater, a bigot, a misogynist, all these kind of things. But as difficult as it can be, it will change hearts. Remember what we talked about earlier. People are thirsting for truth. They want a solid foundation. They don't want this fleeting stuff, this moving target all throughout their lives. Okay, now in wrapping things up, let us recall what Jesus says. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So please, friends, pray for vocations constantly. Not just to the priesthood, but to the religious life and to marriage. Most people, are, of course, called to the married life. But today we're focusing especially on priestly vocations. And don't just pray for them, but even more, encourage them, directly encourage them amongst the young people that you know. We are in desperate need of priestly vocations, and we need each of you to help to bring this crisis to an end. It's as a community that we inspire vocations and that they come to fruition. And God is calling. Again, the lack is not on His side. He's calling more than enough people to come. We have to help them to recognize the calling and then to embrace it and follow it. But also, it's very important for you to help to continue in fostering the vocations of those of us who are already ordained, to support us, to build us up, to help us navigate the waters in the parishes and other assignments that we may be given. So don't sell yourself short. It's not like priests are way up here and then everybody else. We just have a different vocation. You too are called to do great things, marvelous things, to give bold witness to Christ in a world that doesn't want to hear it. Or at least they don't know that they want to hear it. They do actually want to hear it. They just don't know. And this very witness will in turn inspire more vocations. It's meant to come full circle. As we mentioned earlier, the priests provide the Eucharist, provide the other sacraments, help in the prayer life of the church. And then you in turn, by living out your witness, nourished by the priests, help us to realize what God is calling us to. So it's a beautiful, beautiful symphony, we might say. We just each need to do our part, brothers and sisters. So be not afraid. Welcome these wonderful graces of the Lord, these wonderful gifts, this authority that He has given to you, and live it out in a radical, beautiful, and marvelous way.